The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Oh, okay. Start spreading the news. Hey, welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach No Towers.
And I'm Kelsey
Wow, Happy New Year.
Oh, is it the New Year?
Popping bottles in the club like scissor. I am currently sipping on it's called a non.
I love that you've turned their full wine bottle into a single serving.
Oh, it's delicious.
You're just holding it.
By the way, it's non-alcoholic for everyone that just freaked out. I might have broken my sobriety.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's N-O-N. This is not sponsored, by the way. I just really like it. It's made in Australia. The notes are sour cherries, cold brew coffee, garam masala, allspice, nutmeg, pink peppercorn, Murray River salt.
Yeah, they're very complex tastes. And it's lightly, is it lightly
sparkling.
Carbonated?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They sent me three because that I used to do stand-in work is now like with the company.
Oh.
And she knows that I'm sober. And she's like, I'd love to send you some. So she sent me that bottle and then one of those and two other bottles. I need to post about it. We should do a cute little post.
I would love that. I don't want to hear anyone complaining about non-alcoholic options now because
there's so many.
You will probably have to BYOB to a lot of New Year's parties, but they're out there, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Some of my favorites, Misty Creek I recently had was really good.
Misty Creek sounds like a drag name.
Proxy is another really good brand.
Proxy.
I think Starla Wine I've drank before and loved.
I forgot you were on like a rampage last year finding all the good substitutes.
Yep. We like Liars.
How many years have you been sober?
4.5.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
That's crazy.
That means we've been friends for 4.5, a little over.
It has to be more than that, though. Because didn't we film Day No Filter in 2018? 2019?
2018, I think. 1990.
It's about to be 2024, hunty.
We got to look at
the math. The math ain't nothing.
Zachary.
Kelsey.
Brand new year. Brand new podcast tour, baby.
We're coming
to fucking New York City and Philly.
Yep.
February 6th and 7th. I can't think of a better New Year's treat for yourself.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm already nervous about weather being I'm worried about travel weather. Does that make sense?
Like it's snowing?
Yeah, like delayed flights and stuff.
Well, let's go a couple days early.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, take over the town, make some content.
We absolutely should.
Also, I've been very excited about like what we're going to do for the live show because I think we might make them their own things. Like we don't actually have to record an episode for it. Like it'll just be its own thing.
Okay.
It's going to be very fun. It's called the Chaos and Kisses Tour.
Yes. I'll be bringing handfuls of both.
I wasn't sure what you were going to say. And for some reason I thought drugs. Drugs are allowed at our tour.
Absolutely. New York City Winery has no problem
with
it. Wait. Okay. So that's fascinating. You don't see us because it's a hassle to record probably.
And to cut. And like, I think the show's going to be longer than just an episode's timeline.
You're right.
And
you're
plus,
right.
Like, how do you get what's going to be happening on stage?
Totally.
In audio.
Oh my God. Okay. Then this is even better. So if you come, you're getting a once in a lifetime.
And anything that happens there stays there. Except for probably on TikTok, going on TikTok.
And yeah.
But think about Dating No Filter advice, IRL, games. Laughter.
Yes.
Straight male sacrifices. Bring your boyfriends.
Yes, we will be sacrificing a male.
I love that. So go get your tickies now and be a part of our very first ever tour.
My God.
Can you believe we're that pod?
I Yes, I can.
Okay.
Did you mean that in a good way?
Yeah.
Then yes, I can.
Okay. Can I tell you something exciting that happened at dinner the other night?
Yeah.
I met someone who makes sex toys.
Okay.
That's like their business.
Okay.
And they work with another really popular podcast that we know them. And they have a line of toys. And I started talking to her about us and being like queer, and we have like such a ranging audience, especially like sexually positive. And she was like, we should make a something for the pod. And I was like, that would be,
oh my God,
amazing. And then she saw that I had gone viral for the blowjob hack with
fruit roll up.
And she was like, why are we not making your own fruit roll up?
Oh my God.
And I was like, do you think
blowies
they would like
or
that?
Something?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that would be so smart and fun for the new year.
Wait, what would that be called?
Manifesting that for us.
They're saying manifest.
But also manifest if you want.
Oh my God. Okay, I have to let that simmer because there's got to be a great name.
Yeah. And there's also got to be a really fun toy that like me and you come up with. Like something that caters to all parts.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, something, or like, to me, like a game would be fun.
Ooh, a sex game?
A sex game.
Ooh, I love that.
Right?
Kind of like maybe a card game and Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, something that you could adapt easily to whatever you have.
I think what I've been enjoying is I get these, like, you know those games that are like, we're not really strangers, or like get to know someone deeper on a more novel.
Yeah.
I have like two or three decks of those types of games around my house. And me and the athlete, whenever we're just like having a moment, like a lull in the day,
I'll pull a card
and we'll find out something spicy.
That's, I love that.
Right? It just ignites a moment.
Our mutual friend Deborah did that for the beginning of my holiday party when there were only like six people there.
Oh, really?
And it was so cute.
Tell us, how was your holiday party?
You saw part of it. One of my friends said, I love your friend Kelsey. She's like a slutty schoolgirl. And you did look like that.
I was dressed kind of like a slutty tennis player.
Yes.
Like skirt, Santa.
You seemed like, yeah, sorority girl.
I did.
It was very cute, despite you having a sinus infection.
I'm still
just blowing.
Week and a half now.
Hacking. Holiday party was great. I like hosting when it's like friends and stuff. And
can I tell you the best part?
What?
I'd never seen you do this. You set out a puzzle.
Yeah.
For
my neurodivergent friends.
Straight to the puzzle.
Well, you know, I thought about how I love people. I love like get togethers. Uh-huh. But like if you, even with people you do know, it can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
So like, and it was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like five or six of you were around
army of gays.
It was very nice.
And you guys were intense. Come here. I said, you look like you got small fingers. Come here. Come on, you look colorblind. Get the fuck out of here. I orchestrated and we put together about, I would say, 45% of it.
Ooh, being generous. Okay.
What happened to it after I left?
Kelsey, I broke it up. The second most people were gone, I went right back into the bag.
I'm not going to lie. I've never thought of myself. I've never thought about puzzles. I've never thought about them. Don't care. Don't need them. Whatever. They exist in my world. We just never cross paths.
Sure.
That night.
You're a puzzle girl.
It awoke something in me. I think I'm a puzzle bitch now.
You should be a puzzle bitch.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And no, now you're going to have one like as big as your kitchen floor and you're going to like do it nonstop.
But I will say, as soon as I got to the point where there was no differentiating colors, like once it was all like the white pieces were left, and there were a lot because it was a snow puzzle, I got frustrated quickly and I had to walk away.
Okay.
I was like, I did all I could. And it's time to leave.
So maybe ages 8 to 14 for you.
Nailed it. Under 250 pieces. I don't know what the like.
You know, there's like dirty puzzles too. Yeah.
Now you have a new gift to give me.
Maybe that's our sex toy.
Tell them the gift I got you.
She got me a teacup that says boy tears written in like faux blood on it.
You know who picked that out?
She got me. They are continue to impress me.
Mm-hmm. And like, it's not one of those, you know, when somebody start dating, is like pretending to like your friends because they want to get in good with them. Like he just brings up you up for no reason. And is like, yeah, you know what? Good for him. Like, oh, today at breakfast, he asked, what is Zach's like ultimate goal? Like, what's his goal? And I was like, oh, probably to like write and star in all of like things. And he was like, good for him.
Aww.
And we just moved on in conversation.
Wow. Even if it is to get in better with you, if it feels genuine and like
it did.
Yeah, then like good.
Because he doesn't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Well, but this is where it's so funny between like thinking for different people. Like, you do have to. Like, to me, I do want to see someone show genuine interest in my friends.
I've just dated shitty people too.
How are you besides the sinus infection?
Great. The athlete threw me on our kitchen table last night and ate my pussy like dinner. It was fun.
Wow. Wait, but you said dessert a minute ago.
Oh.
Was it before or after dinner?
It was after dinner. So it was dessert. It was an after dinner.
He left room.
He fucking left a lot of room. And I just said this off camera too. I'm not like active. I think it's a combination of having a sinus infection and it being the holidays and winding down, but I'm not like going out on dates right now. I'm kind of just seeing the athlete.
Well, let me ask you this. When he's eating your puss, like creme brulee, is that where you guys stopped or did you have sex or?
No, he was like, no, this is about you. When I tried to go for him. And then after I came like three times, he was like, I want to use some toys on you. Let's go upstairs.
Oh my God.
I know.
Did his dingling ever come out?
I tried and he was like, no, this is about you. I know. It's weird, right? I'm not used to this. I think I'm living in a fantasy because I'm just not, this is not normal at all for me. And it should be. It fucking should be.
It should be.
It should be a little sprinkle, sprinkle. You heard about the sprinkle, sprinkle trend?
No.
Okay. On Tickety Talk, there's a woman who gives dating advice and it's objectively pretty anti-men are just like things.
Sure.
And she'll just be like, and you had a little sprinkle, sprinkle. You know what I mean? Sprinkle, sprinkle life. And so everyone's like, I'm trying to get that sprinkle, sprinkle.
And I so still don't know what it is.
Teaching you how to basically be like a sugar baby and use men for money and things.
The sprinkle is them buying you things?
Yeah. Like get a little sprinkle, sprinkle. Throw a little sprinkle, sprinkle on there.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm living a sprinkle, sprinkle life right now.
When you get like eaten out with no reciprocation.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like queen-like. Treat like a queen.
We're also trading holiday gifts.
You are.
Yeah.
Do
he's the one who brought it up.
Okay.
He was the one who mentioned. He said, oh, the gift I got you is going to be so good. And I was like, you got me a gift. We didn't talk about this. And he was like, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not like, it's nothing big, but yeah, I got you something. And I was like, okay.
Okay. Would you have not gotten him something?
I probably would have gotten him something like little and like whatever.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have. I don't think I'd let it get to that point of not knowing if we weren't or were. Okay. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah. So that's interesting.
But yeah, you definitely want something. You're going to probably wake up in the same bed Christmas morning, right?
No, I'm going to be in Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't realize that, I don't think.
Yeah.
When are you going?
Friday.
Okay.
Then I'm gone for 5 days. I come back for a day. And then we're going to Mexico together.
That's so exciting.
With Zachary Condide and Maggie Bustamante.
Are you guys going to have an orgy?
I would love that. I would put up with looking at other Zach's dick just so I could fuck his wife.
What if his dick is rad?
I don't want to think about
have
it.
Have you ever thought about that?
No. And now I'm thinking about it. Now. No, thanks.
And he's going thwack, thwack.
What are you actually fucking doing?
Okay. I sucked a dick yesterday and it was
cool. Do tell.
It was great. It was sponsored by Grindr and he lives nearby and he's like a fitness guy and I don't think he's like super smart, but that kind of added to it. And he was just like hot body, really like what you would call like a husband dick. Like it was just like it
comfortable.
Was really good. It yeah. was like not, it wasn't huge, but it was like substantial. Like
ooh,
if he had said like you like that big dick, I would have been like, yes I do. But okay, actually this is
yes I do.
Yes I do. This is I don't know if this is I don't know what this was that happened though. When I was sucking his dick, he said to me, yeah, does that feel good? And I literally was like, wait, is he gaslighting me right now? Like I was like,
that's like you're scratching your ear and you're like, does your finger like
yes,
that? Does that
exactly
tickle your finger?
Does that finger, how's your finger feel? I assume my ear is the
it's
one
there.
Yeah.
Wow. What did you say?
Baby, yeah. Does that feel good? And I went,
You replied like a good girl.
Yeah. But I was so, and I know it wasn't a mistake because he did it more than once.
He said it more than once?
Yeah. Like towards the beginning, towards the end. Hmm.
In that moment, are you like, this guy wants me to be like, yes, I love sucking your dick. Is that what you assume?
When guys do start to get vocal, or when they ask what?
I just imagine you being like, as soon as a man starts to get vocal, I tune out.
I put in my AirPods and I go about my day. No, I do like cues like that. Like, I'm like, oh, he wants to have a dialogue going.
Ah.
And so, or like if I do something and he engages with that, I'm like, okay, more of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just picking up on social cues.
Look at you being a high EQ motherfucker.
Yes! But it was just like a really nice experience.
And dick.
And dick.
Ugh.
Yeah, I want to suck it again.
Okay, will you?
I hope.
Oh, something like that where it's a grinder, obvious, like just hookup situation.
Yeah.
How do you establish if there will be a recurrence?
I these days play it very, very cool. Like I play it ice cold.
Oh.
Ice cold. Not ice cold, but like there's like the dismount when you're like putting on whatever clothes you need to, or they're putting, or you know, washing hands, or like gargling.
Blowtorching.
Yeah, exactly. There's like that. Sometimes there's a lot of dialogue. Sometimes there's not much at all. But there was like a solid amount of dialogue. Like I know that he's like, he just got laid off. I know.
Oh, wow. That got dark fast.
I'm just saying like.
Yeah, I know that he did an emergency eye wash station and then he was sobbing.
Yep. But I know certain things about him. I know where he lives, obviously.
Stalker and, much.
But with that, it's like I don't want to be like, so can I suck it again? Yeah. You know, like he's just come. He's like probably not thinking about it at all. Yeah. So I'm just gonna, you know, maybe tap him in the next couple days.
Is tap the same as like a Facebook poke?
I hate to say yes, but yes, yeah, so there's three different taps you can do. There's the blue high, there's the orange flame, and then there's the purple devil.
Oh.
So you can be like, hi, or sup,
like,
or
hottie, or fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I love that it's a tap because I, as a woman who hooks up with straight men, can only think of a guy tapping on the top of my head as I blow him, being like, hey, little less teeth. Excuse me. Are you tapping me, sir?
Do they tap?
Oh, yeah, all the time. They give you the tap when they're about to come. The little.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the little.
I want to blow more straight guys.
You absolutely could.
Okay.
Do you think the athlete would let you blow?
I mean, there's only one way for it.
I would be so okay with that.
First of all, I would never want to make him uncomfortable.
That would make him hard. Are you kidding me?
Okay, I need to talk about something.
Okay.
In porn and other things, mm-hmm. where the guy takes his hard dick and
smacks
like on the tongue or on the cheek or on the hand or
the
mainly
thigh,
tongue. Yeah, like
the puss.
What is that? My body's never told me to do that.
Oh, really?
I mean, I do it when I'm taking a cue.
I think it's a dominance thing.
Is it?
Like, look at this hog. Like,
dunk, dunk, dunk.
Look at this. Does it thunk or does it smack?
Yeah. Tap, tap, tap. But like, is it to show hardness or?
Yeah, I think if they're purposely doing it like on your puss, it's like it feels good for you and them.
Okay.
But I think if they're doing it on your mouth, it's like, yeah, you little slut.
Okay.
Oh, we should do something with, I just had an idea for the live show. So I'm going to circle back to that after talking
about thumping dicks.
That's
all I wanted to know. I think I was watching something. I must have come because I was like, I was analyzing it instead of like enjoying it. But I was like, that's odd.
Huh. Do you watch a lot of straight porn?
No, it happens in gay porn.
Sorry, you said that so fast. What'd you say?
It happens in gay porn.
Oh, it happens in gay porn. Okay.
Yeah.
The way that fell out of your mouth.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was like one word, if anything.
Okay.
It happens in gay pornography.
They do it as well.
What do you think
it was then?
I truly had to ask. I had to open the dialogue with you. Because, I mean, yes, dominance makes sense. But like, I think having thwacked and been thwacked, I don't experience much pleasure from either.
I can say this. when a man thwacks
a woman,
it ain't that much. It's kind of like we make eye contact and like, we're both like, come on. Did you need to do that?
Are you good?
Did you hear it?
Did you hear it?
Because I didn't. Like, there's definitely something about a big man with just a regular
clunk, clunk, clunk.
Like a just a
oh, a big guy with a little,
or even just like a regular. I think you should only be thwacking if it be thwackable.
Thwackery Binks. Okay, good to know. And if you got that good thwack thwack, slide into our DMs.
If you got that thwack thwack, hit it on my back. We'll be right back after this.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy New Year, baby New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Zachary. But before we get into the new year, I want to talk about the shit show that was 2023.
Oh, okay.
I changed the subject from manifestations to just the review, the best of 2023.
Like, not your year or my
just
year.
Just in general.
Year. Oh, great.
What did you think of it?
Did you do research?
Yeah. No, I was just going to wing it.
2023.
How did you rate it?
Totally fine.
Yeah?
It was not. Listen, 2016 to 2021, bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Bad. Between Trump and the pandemic, bad.
Yeah. Oof.
2022 was, I think, okay. But this has been like the first year where I felt like pretty safe physically, minus like gun violence.
Mm.
Like, so I didn't feel, I hated wearing masks. So we haven't worn a mask, I don't think, all year.
Canceled.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I should be wearing a mask right now. I'm so sick.
I mean, sinus infections are, they.
And the snot is clear. There's no yellow or green.
But are sinus infections? No. Okay.
Anyway, what else?
No, 2023. I can't even think of anything. God, this is so crazy too, because I'm so good at living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
I forget
everything.
What happened in the past. So you're
15
gonna,
minutes even.
You're gonna tell me truly.
I'm gonna tell you things you're not
I'm gonna be like,
right,
what?
Yeah. I feel like 2023 for me, as objectively shit, as low as my lows were, I'm not gonna fucking lie, my highs were fucking high.
Okay.
Like, the breakup with Sir was fucking terrible, but hosting the Don't Panic retreat right after was like life-changing.
Yes. And like, the breakup boot camp
life-changing, made new friends. I did travel. I got
cold plunge this year.
Oh my God, I got a cold plunge. I like, if I really went back and looked at it, a lot of my photos in my album of my iPhone, I've hidden because they have Sir in them. And so it's like, what did I do this year?
Wow.
But I think I fucking pussy packed that shit towards the last quarter. I really got in all my healing at the end of the year.
That's incredible. And what a great way to go into the new year.
Yeah, because you know, in 2022, when Jared and I were breaking up, it felt like 8 months of shit, of sledging through emotional. Oh, yeah.
That was a slow motion breakup.
Yeah. Car crash.
Yeah.
This one was like ripping off the band-aid.
It was, but what's crazy?
It was a bullet wound.
It was probably the same amount of like pain.
Yeah.
Just in like 18 days.
Yes. It was compacted pain.
Damn.
Yeah, no thanks. She's better now. She's better for it.
God.
But I'd like to go through the review of 2023. See, talk about it, comment, concerns, say goodbye to it.
A little exit interview.
A little exit interview. Okay. Let's talk about music. La da 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 da. If you had to guess what was the number one song played in 2023, what's your guess?
Olivia Rodrigo.
No, oh, that's for me for sure.
No, I don't know.
Okay, if you had to guess, who top five artists, who you throwing out?
Oh my god,
you've forgotten every artist
I've
name
kind
ever.
Of forgotten every Halsey. Harry Styles.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good guess. Halsey was funny.
Really,
Halsey was a little left field.
Is she like?
I don't
not
think she released anything this really? Year. Yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's great.
Beyonce.
Love Beyonce.
Kelly Rowland.
Iconic. Number five song played this year was Kill Bill by SZA.
Okay.
Which I love for me personally. Number four, Die For You by The Weeknd.
Yeah, no.
Number three, Calm Down by Rema and Selena Gomez. Won't you calm down? Calm down. I like that one. I play that one a lot.
I don't know that song.
Number two, Creepin' by Metro Boomin featuring The Weeknd and 21 Savage.
Literally don't know.
You know this one. Number one.
Joseph.
I could buy myself flowers.
Oh, Miley. Yeah.
It was also like the number one Spotify played song ever of all time.
I get that. That song really made its mark.
Once again, I stand by, you're either a music girly or a cinema girly, and I am a cinema girly, so I am very basic in my music taste. I'm sorry, not sorry.
Sure.
You strike me as a cinema girly. You're not a music girly.
Yeah, but as soon as you said that, now I can't think of one movie that came out this year.
Okay, good, because I'm going to ask you, what did you think the top movies of this year were grossing 2023? We'll tell you if we agree.
Oh, Barbie.
Barbie was number one.
I knew
ding,
it.
Ding, 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 ding. So you want to guess number two?
Was Oppenheimer also up there?
It was number three.
Okay. Avatar?
Nope. I don't think that came out this year.
Really? Avatar 2, I think, did.
I thought it was last year. Last holiday season. Don't Google it.
Okay.
Don't Google it.
I don't know.
Number two, surprisingly, the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Which no one I know talked about.
I liked it.
Okay.
Number three was Oppenheimer. Number four, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. I didn't even know that came out. I don't think I saw it.
I did. It has a lot of animal rights stuff in it.
Okay. Maybe I should see it.
Yeah.
Number five, big win for your girly and the guilty peas over here, Fast X.
Wow. I've never seen a Fast and the Furious movie. Oh, I've seen the musical.
God. How are you, my friend?
Lord, if I know. Do you remember when you said Marty McFly or whatever? And I was like, is that a
Fast and Furious character?
Who was it, though? It was the guy from Cars. But it sounded like a Fast and the Furious character.
I don't ever want to revisit that conversation.
Lightning McQueen. I was like, that's a Fast and the Furious character.
If anyone ever questioned your sexuality, no one ever has. Okay, do we agree with that list? I like that Barbie was number one.
Well, it's grossing. There's nothing to agree with.
What do you mean?
Like,
do you like that?
Oh, do I support? I don't support Oppenheimer or Mario Brothers or Guardians. Oh,
wow.
But I support
Barbie.
Oh, I don't support Fast and Furious either.
That's just that you definitely don't support Fast Back.
This is the thing. Like, well, I can't judge Fast and the Furious because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
It seems like fun.
It's fun. It's a riot.
I thought Barbie was incredible. I'm so excited that Barbie in like 2 months will be an Academy Award winning film. Oh my God. Like if you told my little gay boy self that, like the things you play with and get made fun of for are going to win Academy Awards.
And the amount of comeback Barbie culture has had, yes, just in like kids stuff, and is great.
Oppenheimer's just not for me. It's just not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. I can recognize it was a beautiful movie, I guess, but mm-hmm, like, yeah, no.
We should definitely do an Oscars episode when it is time.
Okay.
Okay. I thought this one was kind of fun. I'm going to tell you the top Amazon selling products of 2023.
Oh my God.
And it's very LOL. So the number one sold item on Amazon 2023, and this was not only in home and kitchen, but just overall.
Okay.
Do you even want to guess?
Paper towels.
No.
Spatula.
No.
Frying pan.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you. It was the Stanley water bottle.
Oh no.
Yeah. And wow. I thought this was funny. Number two was the knockoff Stanley water bottle. Was the Simply Modern one.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So then number one in the next category, which is automotive. You want to guess?
Those dice that hang from the rear view mirror.
Zach, it's 2023, not 1993.
What? Stuff comes back.
This one's not like that much more like in
Armor All.
Ingenious. No, it's the sticky putty cleaning card.
Oh,
gel.
for the cup holders. Yeah. See, that feels like it's been out for 5 years.
Yeah, I also don't understand how that gets cleaned.
You rinse it,
but then doesn't it lose its sticky?
No, I don't think so.
You should buy one.
I'm floored that you don't have one.
Actually, so am I.
I'm floored. I can see you crawling around on your hands and knees, getting in between like floorboards and stuff with this thing.
I think because I would just have to rinse it. It's a lot of work. It feels like a lot of work.
You like work.
Facts. Number one in clothing and jewelry / shoes department. You want to guess?
Crocs.
Oh my God. That's number two.
Stop.
They were the classic unisex croc clogs in the color black.
I bought them.
I bought black clogs. The croc clogs? Say black croc clogs.
Black croc clogs.
Black croc clogs.
Black croc clogs.
Black
no,
croc.
Wait. Black croc clogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Black croc clogs.
Black croc clogs.
But the number one item I also bought, which made me feel so basic.
Hold on. It's in shoes and clothing?
And shoes, clothing, and jewelry.
Damn it.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's a hat.
The pussy hat?
No.
I don't know. Pokemon?
A black Carhartt hat.
Oh, you were just wearing it.
Yeah. It's a black Carhartt beanie.
See, who made Carhartt popular?
Country folk.
And we're like
lumberers.
We're like being like, and wear that too.
Alaskan steel workers.
So it's like functional clothing.
Yeah.
That we've decided is also kind of cool to wear.
Like streetwear. You know who loved Carhartt it makes me pissed? Sir. Loved. I'm taking back Carhartts for me.
Basic. No, basic, you just said it's the most basic thing.
You're right.
Okay. Amazon Basics.
Ah, love that brand.
Send them back.
Just kidding. Fuck you, Bezos. The number one in beauty. You want to guess?
Those magnetic eyelashes that you wore for a second.
A specific thing you remember about my life. I did love those magnetic eyelashes.
I just wasn't that for any like rudeness.
I know, but the way you said it.
Well, because it was so like futuristic or something to me.
Can I tell you why I stopped wearing them?
It gave you migraines because there was a magnet fucking on your eyeball.
Okay, this is such a wild story. A dude from Canada that was an Olympian that I matched with on Bumble was in LA for like 12 hours and he drove all the way from the east side to come to my house to hook up with me before he went to LAX. We went in the backyard and we were furiously making out and my eyelashes like fell off but were like still clamped onto my eye. And they were like kind of half hanging off.
He's like, whoa.
And I literally, while we were still making out, and I was like trying to cover his eyes so that I could fix my eyelashes. And I couldn't fucking fix them. So I just took them off. And then I looked like a bald bitch.
And you never wore them again.
Never wore them after that.
What? How was the Olympian dick?
We didn't fuck. We didn't have enough time. Yeah.
There's always time.
Now he has a girlfriend. And it's like, In beauty, it is snail mucin hydrating serum.
This had a moment.
People love snail gut jizz.
Do you use that?
I have not, but it had me wondering if I should.
Damn.
Have you ever used it?
No.
You look like a baby who needs it. This one you'll never get. I was just kind of surprised. This was number
one. Way to believe in me, first of all.
All right. You know what? Fuck you. I'm going to let you guess. This was number one in handmade products. So Amazon's version of Etsy.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. They're trying to take over the world.
Pot holder.
No. The search term, like the name of the item is teenage boy Christmas gift bracelet for son, and the item is a black beaded bracelet that has a moonstone in it, and it says son, love you to the moon and back.
My mom says love you to the moon.
See, I guess
she's basic.
We're all basic.
Yeah, basic
here. Also, the cat just moved the camera a little bit.
We're still in.
Last but not least, I've got the five most viral trends that happened on social medias this year. Do you want to guess any of them?
Is yours fruit roll-up one of them?
I wish! I'm putting that as yes. That was definitely
one. Okay, so wait, when we say viral trends, do we mean like the drop?
Things that went popular on TikTok. Formats.
Okay.
Funny things.
Guys not washing their asshole. Or talking about the Roman
That's
Empire.
That's one of them. Okay, yeah. I didn't fucking get it. I didn't do it, but I saw it everywhere.
Sure.
I should ask the athlete.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Yeah.
Truly unsettling.
Do you think about the Roman Empire?
No. Okay. I think about the movie 300 sometimes.
Oh, God, so do I. Fucking. Oh, what's his name?
Greasy buddies. Hit me with them.
I'll give you another hint for one.
Okay.
AI. Remember that trend?
Like deepfakes?
The yearbook photo booth thing
with
AI. Oh. Yeah, that was a big
one. Did you ever do that?
No, because I don't want them to have my face.
Girl, they have your face.
Yeah, they definitely have my face.
They have your face. Remember when we all did the age one? The old age?
That was number one, was the age filter.
That was from like 4 years ago.
I think they high-powered it this year with AI.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah, where everyone could see how, like what you'd look like when you're 70. The second most popular viral trend was bombastic side eye.
I don't even know what that is.
It was sparked by content creator Malakia Norman. This trend revolves around the expression of subtle judgment or disapproval through a side eye glance. It became a popular way to express disbelief or skepticism in various scenarios. So, like, it was kind of the side eyeball emoji of being like bombastic side eye.
Okay. I saw a video of a dog doing that. Yeah. And it was very funny.
See? There you go. It stands on its own. And number five was the Wes Anderson style videos where everybody made unique and stylized aesthetics in Wes Anderson style.
Huh. I would have never guessed those.
Isn't it also funny? Like, now I'm just thinking, right, of this handful of things, from trends to Amazon products to music we listen to. Are we like a unique society, or are we just circling the trends of capitalism?
I think it's a healthy mix. Okay. I think about this a lot, though, especially when I'm stressing or spiraling. I'm like, oh my God, I'm an ant running around this earth with all these wacky priorities, and none of it really matters.
We're all gonna die.
And like, also, like, don't stress about it. Like, don't stress about it.
I guess I'm not stressed about it. I just want to make sure that we're, like, cultured enough as a society.
Oh, we're not.
Like, Barbie, no. Super Mario Brothers, Oppenheimer, Fast 10.
All pre-existing IP.
Yeah.
Well, Fast and that's not, Barbie was a smart film.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
you're right.
Argue Oppenheimer was, too.
I think it progresses
Mario,
as a society.
Fast and the Furious. And what was the other one?
Oppenheimer, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy? Yeah, those don't bode well. But my friend has always said the masses are asses. And I was just talking to comedians about this. Hacky jokes often work the best.
Farts are always funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, like, the majority of people probably do need a little bit of culture in their life.
What's something in 2024 that you would like to accomplish or achieve?
Oh my God. That's a really great question. Do you know your answer?
I think so. I would like to release my book. another podcast tour, bigger, better.
Okay. Yes, I love that.
I would like to cross 500,000 in income.
Ooh.
That's a big stretch for me.
Okay. Is it, though?
Yeah. After this year being the worst year that I've had in a very long time.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, so not that you're looking for criticism.
I sure am not. Sure fucking didn't
ask. I'm just saying, like,
no, I'm kidding. You have permission.
With the, like, crossing 500,000 or whatever, I hear that, but, like, that's limiting.
So I should say 1,000,000?
Or you should just say, like, continue, you know, bigger numbers, bigger numbers, bigger numbers.
Okay, I like that.
You could be stifling, mm-hmm. you know, because what if your book and your BuzzFeed and your, like, other thing all go at the same time?
Yeah, you're right.
It could be $892,000.
Wow. Okay, I'm calling him that energy queen.
But yes, I want to keep making money. I want buying my ideal property, maybe in LA, yes. feeling very real.
Yes.
I want my movie to get made.
Fuck yeah, it will.
I want to just, like, keep, I think I want to be offered, like, a special, like, ooh, an yes. hour
hell
somewhere.
Yeah.
And I want to keep, I want to sell out tours. And I want to keep moving into bigger venues.
Yes.
Yeah, I just
you've
want...
been doing. You've upped that every year that I've known you.
Yeah,
you've
yeah,
been
yeah.
continuing.
It's like I could kick myself in the pants a little harder. So I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll get the athlete to do it.
Oh my god, he's downstairs. Let's go see what he's up to. He's about to cook his dinner.
Naked.
If you do it, I'll do it.
No, not us. Him. He's fully clothed in the kitchen making food, and we're naked in the living room.
Like, and he's like, hey, you can put some fucking clothes on. Speaking of touring and selling out theaters, guys, we want you to come see us live in New York City, the Chaos and Kisses Tour.
February 6th at the New York City Winery, February 7th in Philly.
Yes,
at also the winery.
I don't
Philly
know.
Winery.
Sure. We'll have the links
don't
below.
Don't quote us. Yeah.
Don't Google it.
No, or do Google it, actually.
I hope you have a good New Year's.
I hope you do, too.
Stay
and I hope
safe.
You do, listener.
Don't drink and drive. Call an Oobs.
We love you, Confident Bottoms.
Kiss yourself this New Year's
Eve.
Love you. Bye. Happy New Year. See you next year.